This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Dar Williams.
I was really afraid during my pregnancy that my career was over because I wasn't feeling that kind of visceral attachment to beauty and poetry.
It turns out Dar's fears were unfounded. She's made two albums since the birth of her son in 2004. Her latest is called Promised Land, and it's chocked with the same elements that have defined Dar Williams' career since the early 90s. Lyric-driven songwriting, a bell-clear voice, and a keen observational eye. Dar Williams continues to mine her own life for material, but she never forgets the world around her. Here's a bit of a tune that falls on the more personal side of the ledger. This is It's All Right.
I know change is a bad thing. Breaks me down into a sorry, sad thing. Not some iridescent, grateful butterfly. I'll resist with defiance. Not the valor of a mystic silence. I will fight the dizzy spiral of goodbye. And it's all right, it's all right.
I do know when it's time to move on, and I think It's All Right basically says, well, either I suck it up and change. You know, I do believe courage is a muscle, and I can get really flabby. I could really put things off. Little social anxiety disorder-y kind of stupid things. And yet, then I come up to this moment where I'm like, well, who do I really want to be? I mean, I'm really sacrificing something to stay so frozen. Luckily, I've done it enough, especially in my career. I've had to hire and fire people, which is just icky. And I've taken lessons from that in my life and been able to move. I had a real fantasy somewhere around college of me sort of standing with my sleeves up next to some sort of board with a lot of buttons, pointing to the buttons and saying, like, more of this, more of that. Like, just, I think I had some visual fantasy of being in the studio with friends, but there was this companion thought, which was, you know, musicians come from the land of basement where they learn every single Led Zeppelin riff, and that's not me, but I thought I wanted to be a playwright. I moved to Boston, and the theater world was really driven by whatever was coming out of New York. So I started playing at open mics, and I picked up my guitar and started writing and writing and writing, and found that I could put just as many stories into the song. So that was a happy landing place, fed by this incredible scene. I always tell kids, you know, they say, what is your advice? I say, just get yourself into a scene. Like, I was awful when I started, and I had this group of, you know, there was jealousy, there was envy, there was anger, there was competition, there was libido, you know, but out of that whole thing came honed musicians. It was quite amazing.
I won't forget when Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand. I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check.
Some of your music, especially When I Was a Boy and Babysitter's Here, really show a connection to being a kid. You seem to have a real memory of what your childhood was like.
Yeah, I think I remember every single day of my childhood. A friend of mine wrote something recently. She said, remember how you were going to walk? I can walk on my hands. And she said, remember how you were going to walk on your hands so far that we were going to enter you in the Guinness Book of World Records? And when they said, you know, you'd have to walk a mile on your hands. And I did remember that. I remember the whole thing. I remembered her. I remembered writing the letter. I remember walking on my hands. And I remember those intense drives. And I think that's where I get very interested in, like, the true child experience.
You wrote and recorded a song a while back called What Do You Hear in These Sounds, about the process of therapy.
Mm-hmm. I started to hear this song in my head that went, ooh, ah, what do you hear in these sounds? And I was like, oh, that's about therapy. Oh, I'm going to write a song about therapy. Hmm. And then I snuck in to see one of the Batmans where Nicole Kidman played a therapist. I thought, that's a good sign. Sometimes you just need this little door to open that says, go ahead, why not? You come out of therapy saying, that's it, I got it. It's the kernel, it's the secret of life. And then the next week you come out and you go, ah, I got it. It's the secret of life. You know, those are really worthy of writing about.
So did your therapist ever say anything to you about the song?
No, I'd moved way on. I mean, this is a person who just saved my life in college, and I wrote the song 7 years later, but she was tough. She probably would have been like, huh, who cares?
Dar Williams, her latest album is called Promised Land. For A Musician's Life, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.